How are you?
Good.
Mijinu is just finishing up a conference call, but she will be here momentarily, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, she's calling now.
Okay.
How are you, Rob? How are things going?
Good, good. Mijinu, that's you? Yes?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm here still. Janet's here. I don't know if Mijinu's on yet.
I don't recognize voices as well as I should yet.
No, it's funny. Actually, a few people have said that we talk similarly. But I guess that's a product of me being her assistant.
Yeah, I think you do a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Mijinu.
I'm
Hello.
Mijinu. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so sorry about last week.
Well, I don't know what happened, actually. I never did figure it out, but forget about it. I don't think it was anybody's fault. I think it was just communications.
I think it was a mix up in communication for sure. But here we are today.
Yeah. So how are you doing in Supernova and the rest of the world?
It's a struggle to juggle. How about that line? It's a little bit of a struggle to juggle right now, partially because poor Janet, you know, she's learning the firm and how things work here, and we've been having issues with the Coral Gables office pulling our operations person, and then it gets put onto Janet pretty regularly. So she's been struggling with that. I've been traveling a bit and trying to keep up. But that said, the conversations that I've had with the clients I've had them with, I know you already knew this, but they're exactly what you said they would be. I scared a poor client last Friday at lunch.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You told him the story and he thought he was going to get cut, right?
Yeah, yep. It was a couple, and she was sitting up all tall next to me, and she was getting taller and taller. and I thought, oh, my goodness, she's going to just come at me, you know. And then I handed them the folder, and I said, so this is the next step. And she said, you're not getting rid of us? And I said, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for you to think that. And she said, oh, my gosh, I thought you were, oh, my God, you know. And then we laughed about it. But they're very excited about the whole process.
I'm laughing. I just have it on mute so that you guys don't hear the background noise. But, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I thought – you know, she's a tough retired now entrepreneur, and I thought for sure she was going to give me a lecture about how, you know, she wants to be able to call me whenever she wants to call me and blah, 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 blah. And instead she was like, oh, thank goodness. Oh, that's so great. We'll come to you next time. You don't have to come to us anymore. So anyway, all good. All good.
Seriously, now, when you have them in that position, they're like, okay, whatever you want.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
So that yes. is the time to tell them how to be a good student, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
All right. So you then say, okay, so we're going to work together. And they're like, oh, thank God. Okay, I don't have to go through that hell of changing and all that. So what do you want? What do we need to do? Because at mm-hmm. that point, they'll do what you tell them. You say, you're going to have mm-hmm. to come to me, okay, in our meetings. Okay, that's fine. You're going to have to be on time, okay? You keep this folder with you and bring it with you each time, and then I want you to take notes in it. And when I send you the agenda, I want you to read it, and then if you have something to add to it, I want you to add it. I'm going to send you an executive summary at the end. I want you to read it and agree to it. You don't have to send it back, but I just want you to be aware that we're sending it to you. And if there's anything that is conflict with what we agreed to, I want you to let me know right away.
Great. Okay. Good. Now, failure, because I did not do the executive summary.
That's okay. It's brand new. We're starting, and you know, you're learning. So that's what
mm-hmm.
you're doing.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather have you tell me the failures than have you not tell me them.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want failure, but I want you to share them when they happen because I want to know why and, you know, it was just too much or I forgot or whatever, you know.
I think I got – we went right into the weekend and then I got on a plane to New York Monday morning, so.
Yeah.
But
–
So I was working on the plane, so there's no excuse.
How will you prevent that in the future?
Well, I have to have a template that I'm using because right now everything feels like, even though I have your templates and stuff, everything feels like a new creation.
And some of that will happen until you get it comfortable and Janet gets comfortable and she knows what you want. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, Janet, it's your responsibility to make sure these things happen, okay? So
yes.
The agenda, the executive summary, so you need to be me there, kind of the person, you know, saying, you promised me an executive summary for this, and you haven't done it. Come on. Dictate it. I'll take it right now. Tell me what happened. And just write it up and send it. I mean, that's all it takes. It doesn't have to be a long – I mean, people waste a lot of time on things. You do not
mm-hmm.
have to make this long. It has to be what you agree to and who's doing what, kind of, all right? I agreed that I do this.
Okay.
And you agreed you'd do
got
this.
It.
You're going to get, you know, you're going to call your estate planning attorney. I'm going to follow up with your estate planning attorney.
Okay.
I'm looking for the executive summary template now. I think I have it right here.
So you did answer one of our questions, which was about the folders. So they keep the folders, and we just replace the pages.
That's right.
Okay.
So, yeah, they keep the folder. You send them. So, for example, when you send the reminder of the appointment with the, you send the agenda with that, and then if you're going to discuss long-term care. And you have a one-page summary of what long-term care is that you want to include, you send that.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
So we're going to create what we call a 24-month calendar. And we'll do that, you know, when we get to – we haven't gotten to that yet, no, right. But when
okay.
we do, we'll have a – in that 24-month calendar, you're going to make it – I give you a sample of it, and then you make it up as to
okay.
what you want. But there'll be – when you get done with account reviews and you get done implementing all their financial planning options, then the question is, what are we going to talk about? Well, you're going to include an educational piece. So it may be part of their financial plan or it may not be, meaning – you know, maybe we talk about debt financing, you know, four different kinds of debt financing. You can use credit card. You can use securitized loans with your portfolio. You can use margin, and you can use mortgages. So let's talk about the interest rates of each one of those and when, you know, when would you use each of them?
Okay.
Okay. So that would be a topic. And you might enclose the latest mortgage rates or something.
Okay.
But, you know, and if you're preparing to talk to everybody about that, then you could include all three rates or all four rates, right? Here's a general rate of average credit card rates. Here's our securitized loan rate. You can do those in various ways now. It used to be one rate. Now there's like, you know, six different ways you can lend money securitized.
Mm-hmm.
You can lock them in. You can do all kinds of things. And mortgage is the same. So you might want to, and this is what we recommend. When you have a team, we recommend that the vice president of implementation plan the year and spend the month training on the subject that's going to come the next month.
Okay.
You're responsible for everything, so you do that for yourself. So you just have to take the time and do a little research. But then you have it for everybody. And if you're talking to all your clients about that. So you're going to probably, I mean, that's something you probably don't do now across the board, right? You don't talk to all your clients about a subject each month.
Well, now I'm doing that, and it has been great. I mean, there's been a real benefit to it. I mean, I'm talking about the Reserve Living and Giving program that we have, like we talked about last time, where they, you know, go online and use the benefits and you know, everything from hotel booking to discounts on cars, and it gets them excited and it forces the ones who are not online to log in and register online.
Good.
And one person even told me they're going to put the app on their phone because it's easier to access when you're at the store, you know, where you can get the discount. Just log in from the app on your phone, get it, and then you get your little barcode, and voila, discount. That's been the topic of the month, which is running over into another month because we're not exactly moving along here at a rapid pace.
Well, that's why I give you 2 months to do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I suggest in my calendar that every new topic lasts for 2 months.
Okay.
Because it's to keep your sanity. So if you had, theoretically, you know, you're going to talk to 70 clients about mortgages, you know, about debt, right?
And mm-hmm.
Four of them want to do securitized loans, and four of them want to do mortgages. Well,
right.
That's great, except it takes time, right?
Yes.
So here you are, you know, the next month is annuities, and you're still doing mortgages.
Right.
So you've got to give yourself time to execute, not only introduce, but then execute.
Got it.
So we only introduce 8 new topics in a 24-month period. All right? So because the 8 topics take 16, you know, they take 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then the other ones are all calendar-driven.
Okay.
So it'd be required minimum distributions. It'd be tax harvesting, you know, tax swapping. You know, we've got new year. We've got outlook for the new year. That's a topic for January, so forth. So you're not, you know, we're going to give you time to have calendar-driven topics and then put the other ones in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, over... And you can do them faster if you want to. I'm just trying to preserve your sanity.
That's going to take some work. Not sure how you're going to accomplish that. Okay.
But you can actually publish that calendar and give it to your clients. So they kind of look forward to it. They don't think it's them just you winging it.
Okay.
I think that actually establishes some more credibility, and they kind of look forward to talking about these subjects.
Okay. Okay. So I am still working on my meetings. I've done introductions, you know, to, I have 5 clients that I've done introductions to, and, I will have 5 meetings, I think, by the end of this week. Done? No, 5? 3. 3. 3 actual meetings with the folders.
But 5 completed.
5 completed? Okay.
5 folders completed, yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're at. By the end of this week, we should have 5 folders completed for the FA and the client.
Okay.
So they're getting their scheduled time allotment and all that at the same time, right?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. Once you get that, you know, once you do 5, you're going to feel pretty comfortable. You're going to be able to kind of knock them out.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. I have another question. Oh, so one of the struggles that we're having a little bit is the way the folders are structured. My LifeView, which is my planning report, I can put it in, but I can't show it while it's in there. Like I put it in with a little clip on it and then pull it out when I'm with the client and have them look at it that way. And then it's just being stored there. I just feel like I should mention that.
Yeah,
if I can jump in for you, Mijinu, too, if you want. I think also we were with the life view, it's, you know, for the client, if we were maybe to bind it and put it in the folder as well so that we could take it in and out, that way we don't have to make a new folder for the client every month. I think that was kind of the piggybacking question, too, that both of us were wondering.
Yeah, no, the folder is never, you don't make a new folder. You just put things in and out of it.
Right.
So the client keeps the same folder, you keep the same folder. You should have a separate folder for each client for their trust documents and other things that are permanent, their, you know, whatever you keep that's permanent. This is
in and out for us, yeah.
For you, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, but we just have, I mean, Jen, I think you're right. I think that's a good idea that it's going to be tricky, though, to bind it and have it have holes that it's going to be. I'm curious. Let's see how it goes. Because otherwise, you know, when I'm traveling to New York with 5 folders, I can't have a bunch of non-connected bound stuff in those folders. It'll just make for a mess.
Right. You drop them and they're everywhere. All
over. Yep. Yeah. So currently I'm just doing it with the clip because I can keep it looking good and then just pull it out to go over it. But I can't, you know, show it while in the folder. It's just, I did it over lunch on Friday and it was a little bit, awkward, but not horrible. So let's try that, Janet, with the binding.
Okay.
Good idea. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I have to see it a little bit to see what you mean, but I kind of get it. You just experiment with it. And...
Yeah, in other words, just because there will be multiple meetings, perhaps monthly meetings, with the bigger clients, and so, or at least, you know, quarterly meetings with the bigger clients, and we were wondering, you know, how do we go when we leave them with the folder on the first meeting? We wouldn't be creating a new folder for the second meeting, so therefore, maybe we could swap out the reviews for the cash flow analysis, for example, and the life view that Mijinu is referring to. That's the reason we were, you know, trying to figure out a system, because as we understand, and, you know, you just mentioned that we're not giving them new folders, so how do we bring different reporting materials to them without creating a new folder. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah. There. Yes. That's a good. It's a good question.
So maybe just bring the new reporting materials to give them for them to keep in their folder.
Yeah, but we have to do it in a way that it's that I can reattach it to the folder because, again, you know, having lunch with a client or in New York walking down the street, I need to be able to. It's not – with what I used to do before was I just gave them a you know, file folder with pockets. And so it just fit in there. Because it's a thick, they're thick. One of them is a very thick report. So,
so you may have to. I like your clip. To be honest with you,
yeah,
it's too impractical to two-hole punch a big report. I'd rather see you just clip it in on each one of them, and they keep that. And that's a separate thing from the notes that they have and your agenda and all that. Maybe not. Maybe you put the agenda inside that. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think Janet, well, let's just stick with the clip. I it worked with Katie and Jack. So let's try to stick with that. Because I can't imagine you lining those holes up and then lining it up again to get it bound properly, and it's just going to be a waste of time. There's only three of us, and one of us is only here once a week or twice a week. Okay. So continuing on this path, and as far as, you know, the five-star model.
Yes.
Is that where we are now, where we are? I mean, it seems pretty simple to me. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I am the five-star model.
Janet would be in the brand management, in charge of operations in Supernova, the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
The only thing you can delegate, unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, do you have an intern?
We do, yeah. We do. She's here. How much is she here now, Janet? 2 days a week?
2 days a week for from 3 to 5. Wednesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m.
She's an engineering major freshman at University of Miami, so she's a little overwhelmed right now. She's done a great job for us. I think, though, that we're – I hate to say it, but I think we're going to be looking for a replacement because I think this is going to end up being too much for her.
Is she smart?
She's very smart, and she's – and her family's extremely wealthy. So she wants to do the work. She doesn't need to do the work. Her mother came to my house last year and wasn't there. But she came to my house last evening for my husband to check her knee or ankle or something. I don't even know because he's an orthopedic surgeon. And she always lets us know that it's a lot for her, but they're glad. The family's very glad that she's here and learning this. And, you know, she's going to be inheriting a vast amount of wealth, and they're very happy she's in the middle of learning all this stuff about money. But she also lets us know that it's taxing for her right now as a first-year engineering major. So.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I had an engineering major at Purdue who was my intern over the summer, and she, you know, she's one of those people that take people around and introduce them at their – so she's going to be involved in the college and all that stuff. She has time. It's a question of – if she wanted to, do, you know, go to the football game or do something else or work with you, you know.
Right.
They have enough life. They got to have a break, you know.
Yeah, they should take it now before they become.
But I, you know, she's smart. That's key. I mean, you want a smart intern, because then the work you give her is really not hard. I mean, for her, it's
right.
Do it all.
Yeah.
It's a big help for Janet. If you might consider having two, and then you.
Oh, by the way, she'll listen to this recording. Here I am talking about her. Yeah. Hi. We love you. That's why we're talking about you. You know what else? She's going to get mad at her mom for talking to us about her, too.
But anyway, you may want to consider, you know, giving her a break by having one of her fellow partners share the time if it's too much for her.
Mm-hmm.
Get a roommate or somebody else that's smart and wants to do it and would be good at it. So just a thought.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you're full up, right? I mean, you could use any help you can get, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just this firm and what they're allowing these days.
You just have to keep pushing. You know, you're getting great press. Gorman's, everybody's talking about how a hero he is. You know how to play these things, right?
Another thing that needs to be stricken from the record.
These things are easy to play. Appeal to the ego.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Very
okay.
You guys are, by the way, tip of the hat to your firm, and I see nothing in your organization that is glaringly wrong. Yeah, I'm very impressed. So I just
good.
Throw that out there. Yeah, you're not being. Others are having struggles that you aren't, which is really interesting.
Okay. Good.
So take advantage of it. Strike.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this week is about balance and using Jim Lehrer, who's down in Orlando, and sold his company to Johnson & Johnson. They put 25,000 people through it. I put people through it. Your company, Smith Barney, used to put people through it, and they focused on getting proper balance. So Supernova is designed to bring balance to your life, and the Power of Full Engagement, Jim Lehrer's book and his program, is designed to continue that and to bring balance to your day, your week, your life. So they worked hand in glove, and so when I met him and heard about his program, I was so excited because it's all about process, and process is what we teach, rituals,
mm-hmm.
and the same rituals that are in every good profession with professionals doing it. For your husband when he does surgery, there's process that is very precise, and athletes do have process for recovery in between shots. Tennis players recover and have very specific rituals. Golfers have very specific rituals, and they've become, with coaches, which Jim Lehrer is a coach for professional athletes, they teach this recovery process. So when he looked at our business, he said, "You guys don't get an off season, do you?" I said, "No." It's amazing that you are able to keep up the productivity with so little recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
So you, of all industries, have to be very aware that you got to build these recovery times into your practice. Even though you may take time off, are you really recovering in that time? So there's three elements to recovery: proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. And inside diet is the proper hydration, which most people do not hydrate. They don't drink enough water. They're not. They don't get enough sleep. So they're sleep deprived, dehydrated, overworked, overstressed, train wrecks. And, and that's not unusual in our world today, because there's, with technology, there's literally no time when your brain gets to escape. So you have to consciously make those times for yourself. So get proper amount of sleep, exercise. Exercise should be interval training. I have to catch myself doing linear training. I'll just get on the bike and go for 20 miles and not sprint. So you got to sprint in between so you get your heart rate up. And because your world is not linear. You have clients coming in, they're stressed, there's, you know, disappointment, you've got a big client you're going to introduce Supernova to, there's a little bit of stress to that. So the question becomes, how do you recover in between each call? Take a few minutes, drink some water, walk around, clear your head. The idea of a smoke break is a great idea. Problem is, you smoke. So you, you want to take a break like a smoke break, but just not smoke. Drink some water. Drink, eat some a handful of peanuts or something, or some kind of protein. Low glycemic combination is peanut butter with a banana. Great energy, but low glycemic because of the peanut butter. 8 hours sleep, which most of us can't get. And exercise 1 hour a day. So those are simple but not easy to do. And sometimes it's much easier to set a goal of doing something challenging, run a marathon, do something to keep yourself focused. I know that when I was training to climb mountains and do crazy stuff, my training was so much easier than it is now. I'm not training for anything, so my discipline is really not as good as it was. Right. So constantly knowing you're going camping or hiking or climbing or doing something, you can never be out of shape because the next one is only 4 months away, and that keeps you going. So setting those goals, physically you guys look like you're in great shape, not an issue probably, but a good reminder. Anything in that area that you'd like to talk about or discuss?
I made you my first half marathon upcoming in January, so I'll keep you posted on that. I'm trying to get to where I try to run 3 to 5 miles every day. Last night, though, I was really tired, so I only ran like a mile, like 20 minutes around the block, but I still felt so much better. And you're right, it just, when you have that goal, it like kind of keeps you at least doing something rather than nothing every day because you feel obligated to it. So I can totally relate on that.
And if you're going to do a half marathon, it's so much easier if you get a running partner.
Right, yep. Yep, I have my boyfriend is probably, if I participate, he's doing it with me, so I already gave him the news. So he's forced into it. But he runs actually probably more than I do, so.
Yeah, so he'll understand how to help you and keep you going and all that. It's very important, especially as you get to the longer runs. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's much easier. And you'll remember them. I mean, it creates great memories. So, anyway. Mijanu, anything on your part?
With regard to balance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I struggle with letting go of some things that I shouldn't necessarily be putting on myself responsibility-wise, and a lot of that, some of that is here and some of that is at home. So I'm working on that. I'm trying to free myself up when it comes to cleaning the house, tutoring, you know, that kind of stuff, that maybe I could find people that would be better for some of this stuff because I don't have time.
Yeah, the tutoring is a lot more important than the cleaning the house.
The tutoring is important, but the bottom line is that kids don't necessarily want to do their homework with their parents. And it becomes a struggle, whereas when I just recently had somebody, because I was traveling and I had somebody come, and it was a way more efficient way, because it was, you know, this is what they're here for, and he has no problem working with her. So I have to do a little bit more of that and not feel so guilty about it, you know.
Yeah, he's probably happy with it, right?
Oh, he's very, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think your experiment worked, which gives you permission now to let that happen.
Yeah.
I think that's a great, you guys, I was with my daughter for a week. Oh, my God. How you guys do it, I have no idea. I mean, my respect for the working mom is just insane. It's just crazy. It took Marcia and I and her husband, I mean, the whole time just to keep up with everything. We step out, I don't know what she does.
Yeah.
She just started a new job in Nashville, and she's a producer for a new TV show. And
wow.
Yeah, she's a producer. It's a fun show. It's Kelly Pickler and her associate Ben. So it's Kelly, it's Pickler and Ben. It's a daytime television. But
wasn't she on?
Yeah, American Idol or yeah.
Idol. Cute girl.
America's Got Talent or American Idol? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she won. And so she's very smart and very nice and a good singer. And Courtney loves working with her, and she loves the crew. So she's having a great time, but she's got a 3.5-year-old who's getting settled in a new city with new baby, you know, trying to get a nanny, trying to get a house, trying to get a place that, you know, we got the school, we look for houses, but getting them both to agree on a house, it's a riot. And my wife, I swear to God, she got sick over it. She's home, she's here, but she's just exhausted.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at one point my dad came to stay with me, and he said, he's so funny because he says these little lines, and he said, hon, I think you need to find some time for yourself, just a couple minutes every day for yourself. And I was like, okay, sounds good.
Little yoga time, little time for you, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because this is crazy.
we were doing those Airbnbs, you know, moving every 3 days or every, you know.
Uh-huh.
God, like we moved 3 times. It was like camping.
Oh, gosh. gosh.
Moving the whole house, you know, not all their possessions. They haven't taken delivery of all their possessions, but they got all their living stuff, you know, with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're packing up 2 cars and moving them. And, oh, God, it was crazy.
Yeah,
anyway, so I understand. The balance thing is, you know, so delegate every human possible thing you can and stop feeling guilty.
Yeah. I have to work on that.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good phase with it right now. I go through phases.
Yeah.
Oh. I will work on that for sure. I mean, exercise, my whole thing about exercise is consistency, so I make sure I do something every single day, and usually it's at 5 in the morning.
See, that's brilliant, because that's a time you can control.
Yes.
That's the only time.
Yeah.
Literally.
Or anybody wakes up.
Yeah.
Up and out the door.
Yeah, so you can control that, because nobody is nobody wants to interfere with you then. They don't even want to be nobody's awake. So
right.
And that's what Jim tells me. He says, look, physically the physiology is it's better to work out in the afternoon, but nobody can do it. So forget about it and just go work in the morning.
Huh. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was better in the afternoon.
You're physically strong. I mean, you know, it's so, I don't know what the physiology is, but that was a part of the understanding, but he made it clear that even though you may perform at a higher level, better tennis, better golf, better this, better that, even stronger workouts and things like that, the problem is the inconsistency will trump your better performance.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. So you can train your body too. So the key is to go to sleep at the same time every night and get up at the same time. It's not as important what the time is, but just make it consistent. Your body, just like a child, craves consistency. Your body, even as an adult, craves consistency.
Well, I love a good schedule.
Yeah, so everything you can do on a ritual, on schedule. So what you're going to hear from me all the time is ritual, ritual, ritual. Create these habits that consistent, same time, every day, doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It will, it's very healthy. It makes your body happy. You'll perform at a higher rate, and you'll last longer, which is part of the game, right?
Keep
the energy up rather than having these 3 o'clock crashes. We don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's where you really notice it. If you do it consistently, you'll recover really fast. The little breaks will allow you to work right through what would be typically a time when you'd be reaching for the caffeine.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Right. So it's all the same amount of discipline. The rituals allow us to appear to have much more discipline than someone else. And because the rituals become easy for us after a while. People think you're amazing. You can get up at 5 o'clock every day and work out. But for you, it's just what it is. It's like brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tape. Other people look at you and go, "You are amazing, discipline." You go, "No, probably."
Yeah. Then there are those that say there's something wrong with you.
Right, like you're crazy, you know. Well, you'll see as you age. You don't notice it now, but you will notice it dramatically as you age. And by the time you get to my age, you're still going to think you're 30 in your brain. But your body will be telling you different things. And you think, well, by then, that's old, so who cares? No, you're really going to care when you're 70, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to care more when you're 70, how you feel.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because now is the time when you can do everything and have all the fun in the world because you've got nothing to worry about. Unless you're crazy like me and want to work.
Right.
But that keeps my brain sharp.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've lost a step in terms of my mind. And physically, I'm as strong as I ever was. So why am I not 30? You know, I could be, right? But I'm 70. So I can do everything, which is wonderful. It's so wonderful. You can't even believe it. Because I see what other people can't do.
Yeah.
And it's sad, you know, sad for them. It was just little choices along the way. So keep making the good choices that are kind of hard now, but will pay off in terms of your life. And the time when you really want your life, when you have grandchildren and you know, you have these things, and you cherish the minutes.
Yeah, and you can't go back in time and undo what you've done, so.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't. So, you do your best you can. And something, you know, I always tell people, at age around 60, 65, 70, you're going to get some presence. You know, and the question is, what kind of shape are you in to deal with that little present? You know, whether it's, something that's not fun health-wise, but if you're in good shape, you'll deal much better with it than if you weren't in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just talk to your husband, right, about doing hips and knees and all this with people that are in horrible condition, overweight, et cetera. It's probability of the outcomes are so much better for a person that's kept themselves in good shape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's pediatric now, and, yeah, no, he talks about that all the time. Like, he gets kids that he has to do total hip replacements on because they're overweight, and he says that they're going to get another one in about 5 years.
God.
And they're like...
No child should have to go through that.
13-year-old kids. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just the saddest thing in the world. It's just...
Yep, it is.
Totally preventable.
Totally preventable.
All right. Kept you long enough. That's the message. So, do your homework and call some more clients, sign them up.
Something? I don't know what happened.
I'm here.
Somebody put us on hold. That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, did it put you on hold? I'm sorry.
Then we had the music.
sometimes it's good music. But no, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I'm sorry.
How it works. Anyway. Okay. So that's it for me. And just keep signing up people and pushing to do as many as you can.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.